Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. It's the first day back at school for public school students today in the city, and it's the first day of the school cell phone ban.
Seven new schools opening up as part of the new year, 4,000 additional teachers around the five boroughs. As students headed back into class here at IS 238, Genesis Acosta beginning eighth grade.
I'm excited, a bit nervous. Hopefully I get classes with my friends, though, and I just hope today, you know, goes good.
Tell me, how about the phone? You got to put the phone away now. What does that mean?
That means I'm not going to be on my phone no more.
Parent Lawrence Knox dropped his son off, glad that he won't be glued to the phone in class.
I support it completely. I think the kids need to focus and pay attention to what's going on. I think that it'll lead to more success throughout the school year.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. First day of school here in Jamaica, Queens.
Mayor Adams addressing the reports yesterday that he's in talks about a job in the Trump administration so that he'll drop out of the mayor's race. Reports saying President Trump wants both Mayor Adams and Curtis Sliwa to drop out of the mayoral race in order to boost Andrew Cuomo's chances of winning the race against Zoran Mamdani. But Adams, speaking at Hostos Community College yesterday, still saying he has no plans to drop out of the race.
That is not going to happen. I'm never going to quit on the city of New York.
And Adams' spokesperson says Adams has not been offered a job in the Trump administration. It's believed that Mayor Adams and Andrew Cuomo, who are both to the right of Mamdani, would split the moderate vote if they both stay in the race, and that would lead to a Mamdani victory. Mamdani yesterday slamming the reports, saying Trump is engaging in an affront to democracy. Another fatal shooting in the Bronx. 26-year-old Ronel Marte was shot and killed just before 3 a.m. this morning in Starlight Park at East 174th Street and Sheridan Boulevard. He was rushed to St. Barnabas Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Police haven't released many details. The suspects and the motive in the shooting, all still unclear. Police say no arrests have been made and the investigation is ongoing. A free boxing gym set up by the NYPD is about to open in the Bronx. The Cops and Kids Boxing Youth Program connects young athletes with NYPD officers who serve as their mentors and role models. Pat Russo, the director of the Cops and Kids Program, says the new gym on Walton Avenue in the Mount Hope section will offer more than just boxing.
The whole idea is it's really not about a boxing program. It's about using it as a carrot on a stick to get to those kids that want to be perceived as tough guys. And in the area is a tough area. And we get to the kids, we get them off the street.
Russo says the hope is to help kids in the Bronx, an area that has been plagued with recent shootings and gun violence. Russo says the kids come through the gym and form a connection with the NYPD officers through boxing. The officers then try to point them in the direction of school and good work to try to get them away from the street. No winner again in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot, is soaring.
This is Powerball. Good evening, America.
Last night's drawing was for $1.4 billion. Saturday's jackpot will be an estimated $1.7 billion, which would be the third largest in U.S. lottery history. The biggest was a $2.04 billion Powerball payout in November of 2022. As always, the odds of winning are 1 in 292 million.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
We'll see you back here Saturday night.
That's correspondent Michael Wallace. It's the first day of school for public school students here in the city, and the mayor and the chancellor out greeting children on their way in at a history-making high school. Our Glenn Shuck is there, too.
The city's first ever HBCU tuition-free early college high school, offering college courses in ninth grade. Riley Douglas, one of the initial 100 scholars, making history.
I've always wanted to go to HBCU, so to be a part of this, I'm just very excited to see what the future has for me. It's like opening a lot of opportunities for me, and just like as like a person of color, I never knew that I had these opportunities.
On this first day of school, there is this new cell phone ban. Riley's dad, Nigel.
I think it makes sense, right? With AI and all the technology that we have, how do the kids really learn if they can get all the answers from their phone? So,
the new school year, off and running. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Jamaica, Queens.
Peter Brownstein has been denied parole. The former fashion journalist was convicted of one of the city's most twisted sex crimes nearly 20 years ago. Brownstein posed as a firefighter, set off smoke bombs, and ambushed a woman in her Chelsea apartment on Halloween night back in 2005. Prosecutors say he held her captive for hours and sexually tortured her. Now, Brownstein is 61 and serving 18 years to life upstate. The Department of Corrections says that he waived his scheduled appearance with the Board of Parole last month and was denied release. His next parole hearing is set for 2027. A Long Island man accused of selling phony Nintendo items on Amazon and making off with millions. Our Sophia Hall has the details.
It's a big business, Nintendo products. The Nassau County DA says Isaac Lapidus is accused of storing hundreds of thousands of counterfeit Nintendo accessories for consoles and games in an Island Park warehouse, selling them on different Amazon seller accounts. Prosecutors say he made millions of dollars, claiming the products were real. And even though consumers complained in reviews online about the imitation products, many continued to buy them. The DA says 200,000 Nintendo Switch docking stations were sold, along with 16,000 counterfeit Pokemon Go Plus accessories. The sales totaled more than $2 million. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A measles alert in New Jersey. State health officials say a Bergen County resident may have exposed others while visiting several facilities in Hackensack, including a pediatrician's office and two hospitals. Anyone who was at 385 Prospect Plaza, the Pediatric Emergency Department at Hackensack University, or Joseph Sanzari Children's Hospital late last month is urged to watch for symptoms like fever, cough, and the distinctive rash, which can take up to 2 weeks to show. The CDC says measles is extremely contagious and can linger in the air for hours after an infected person leaves. New Jersey has reported 10 cases so far, as national numbers climb to levels not seen in decades.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.